Arizona Sports. Burns and Gambo talk with a decision maker from the Coyotes front office. Brought to you by Midwestern University Clinics in Glendale. Faculty and graduate student-led comprehensive health care. Visit MWUClinics.com to schedule an appointment.
Welcome back to the Burns and Gambo show here on this Friday. Our weekly visit with a Coyotes front office insider joining us this week, the general manager of the Coyotes. They just beat Nashville last night by a score of 4-1. Bill Armstrong, our guest here on the Burns and Gambo show. Bill, welcome back to the show, man. How you doing today?
Oh, excellent, excellent. Beautiful day in Arizona, and we continue to play well, and it's been all really, really good.
Explain it to me, because it really does defy logic. You trade Chychrun, you trade Gostisbehere, you trade Bukestad, and then you beat the Blues, and you beat the Predators back-to-back. I mean, you know, this team continues to play well. You continue to get outstanding goaltending, but, you know, everybody knows the plan is to acquire draft picks and assets going forward, but the team keeps playing well on the ice.
Yeah, and I think that's one of the things, you know, that we haven't talked about is the core still remain the same. You know, Vejmelka, Ingram, you know, you've got Moser and Velmaki on the backside. Then, you know, obviously Keller and Hayden and Schmoltz have been one of the hottest lines in the NHL. And then all of a sudden you throw a second line, you know, where you've got Krause and Michelli in there, and they're producing with McBain in the middle. So all of a sudden, you know, you start to find these consistent things with some of our core players that we never moved and are you know, moving forward with. And that's just been, it's been great to watch.
Tell me a little bit about the decision behind last night's goaltender and not Veg, not Ingram, calling the kid up. Yeah. What went behind that, and what did you think of his performance against the Preds?
Well, he was excellent last night, but there was a thought process. He's a good goaltender that's been a prospect for a long time in this organization. And what happens is, you know, next year come training camp, as soon as you go to send him through down, you know, if he has to go down the minors, he's got to go through waivers. So it's just a strategic thing where we can come take a look at a player and not, you know, and have a chance to evaluate. And let's be honest, we're not going to make the playoffs just this year, and we're not going to win the Stanley Cup. So it comes down to, you know, dividing the games up and getting some evaluation done with some of our top prospects. No different than we had McBain in our lineup at the end of last year. No different than we had Nathan Smith in our lineup at the end of last year. That happened. So, I mean, we explained that to the group, and it's a little bit awkward sometimes to have three goaltenders around. But in saying that, there's enough games that get spread out amongst them, and we'll get a good look at what Ivan can do.
You know, we know the kid well, Russian kid, played very well for Tucson, goals against the around 3, 16, 13, and 4. But give me the GM look at him. What type of prospect is he?
Well, he's big and he's mobile, you know, and that's what you like in a goaltender. He can get there. He's got explosiveness inside his body where he can get there to make that big save, and then nobody thinks he can get there, especially with his length. He's got to work on the routine stuff at times, that easy shot coming down the wing. He's got to make sure he's solid on the routine shots. If he can clean up a little bit of his rebounds, you've seen that last night, you know, they're jumping off his blocker where he doesn't place him in the corner, you know, and at the NHL level, that can kill you if you're a goaltender. So he's got to clean up a few things, still raw, but he's got a good base of talent there, and he continues to improve.
This organization has had success with Russian goalies. I go back to Nikolai Khabibulin, and then, you know, obviously Brzgalov. I mean, Brzgalov, good goalie. So this organization has had some good Russian goaltenders come through the system.
Well, yeah, absolutely. And there's a lot of great Russian goaltenders inside the league, too. And, you know, you got to continue to take chances on. Goaltending's hard to find, you know. It makes a GM sleep so well at night. Like, if you look at Lou Lamoriello, he looks young. You know, Marty Brodeur, I think 20 years he went to bed and said, Marty's going to stop the puck. And so, you know, you always look for that good goaltending. It comforts your team. And when you can get that solid guy in there every day, every night, it sure makes life a lot easier.
Bill Armstrong, our guest here on the Burns and Gambo Show, general manager of the Coyotes, 4-1 win over the Predators last night. We haven't talked about this guy in a while, and I'm just curious, how's Dylan Guenther doing over the last few weeks since you sent him down?
Well, he's done well. He's on a championship team and down there in Seattle, and they're loaded from top to bottom. And, you know, I think Dylan was deeply disappointed, you know, when he looks at his NHL stats and, you know, how he played for us and, you know, is probably a little upset to be down there. But at the same time, you know, he gets great development. He plays in all situations, and he's got a chance to win a championship. And if he can win a World Cup with Seattle and lead them to a championship, you know, he'll now have won two championships in 1 year, and that's just huge for a prospect because, you know, as we're going through the rebuild, sometimes there's not a lot of winning at times, and it's nice to get that prospect in that playoff, that hard grind of a playoffs, and be the leader and be the guy that, you know, when the puck's on your stick, can you make that game-winning shot like he did for Team Canada to win the World Junior? So we like him to be under that pressure. He's at the right level right now to do that, and he's got a chance to win another championship.
Did he express that disappointment to you at the time? And if so, how did that kind of process into your decision-making when it came to what you were going to do with him?
Well, it is. Listen, it's devastating. Anytime you're leaving the NHL and you're going back a couple leagues, it's not a good feeling, you know, as a GM, and it's certainly not a good feeling when you see the prospect. But at the same time, we have to make decisions and put our players in the right situation where they're going to face the right pressure to kind of grow. And, you know, he's seen some good levels of hockey this year at the World Juniors and also with us and also where he's playing in Seattle. So I believe it's going to be the best for him, you know, in the long term for his growth.
You got a goal out of Richie last night. You traded, you know, Nick for Brett. you get a free look. I mean, obviously you get a free look for the rest of the season. What are you looking for in his play over these next few weeks?
Well, he was great last night. He actually had two great chips on net one for a goal and one for a great scoring chance. But he played well last night. He was on the puck. He's got to play big and physical, make smart puck decisions, and go to the tough areas. And if he can do that, he can earn himself a contract. So he's certainly, you know, he fit right into our team last night. You know, it looked like he'd been with us the whole year, and obviously got on the score sheet. So that was huge for him to kind of feel a little bit of that love from our team.
Let's talk about Victor Soderstrom, because he's a guy that, you know, there was a lot of feeling that he was going to be a really good player in this league for a long time. Hasn't played a whole lot of games this year, but he has seemed to be coming into his own now, playing a lot better. Give me your views on how he's played.
Well, the NHL in the American League, and get him to earn his way back to the NHL. And he did that. You know, he was one of our best players down there every single night in the American League, and he just got better and better. And so what we liked about his game is the fact that he can move a puck up the ice, and that's, you know, get it to your forwards, and he can jump in and add some offense. So last night was probably one of his best games that we've seen from him, and that's a good sign for things to come in the future. He continues to get better, but he earned his opportunity. Went back, had a great summer of training, and became a better player, and that's what we wanted to see out of him. And listen, everybody's looking for a defenseman that can move a puck and jump in the offense, so he's got a chance to be a valuable member of our club moving forward.
Yeah, and he's not afraid to throw the puck at the net either. You know, I mean, sometimes instead of trying to make too many passes, you'll see him just, you know, fire a shot. So he's got a good shot, and he does get the puck to the net.
Yeah, and you know, listen, you need scoring from the backside. You need those deep defensemen that can find lanes to get that puck through. And last night was especially good at that. He generated a ton of shots from the backside. And he's got a good offensive feel to jump in. So, he's, you know, obviously, you know, when you're in the NHL as a young player, especially as a young defenseman, you never really, like we always see on the side of management, you never really know what he's going to be like until after he's played 200 games. And that it takes a while for defensemen to get comfortable at this level and establish their game. So small steps, but he's definitely made some steps from when he's come into this organization.
All right, next up for the Coyotes, they're at Colorado on Saturday, then back home for what looks like a four-game homestand starting on Sunday. Bill, as always, we appreciate the time. We look forward to talking to you soon, okay?
Hey, thanks, guys, very much. Have a great day.
You too, Bill.